First half, I believe they shot 6 or 7 for 13, and we shot 3 for 13 from the three-point line. And, you know, that's a quick difference of 9, 12 points right there. We came out tonight not wanting to get the ball inside. Their defense was good, and they sagged and all that, but you still can get the ball inside. But we didn't have the patience or the toughness to go inside with the basketball. And so it turned into a shooting contest, and they won. You know, they shot better in every area. They seemed to get a lot of key rebounds to their credit when they needed them. You know, the rebounds were basically even. And they were much more aggressive going for loose balls. We dropped a lot of balls that I thought we had that we didn't get. And, you know, they're a tough team to play from behind because of the way they execute their offense. In other words, they can expand the possession in terms of how much time they run off the clock before they really get to a play. And they did a great job of that the second half. And we couldn't do much about it. So, you know, we have to, you know, figure out some things with our team, which, you know, I'll certainly be working on hard as we go along here. We only play one game in the next whatever since we got the bye. The bye week, the first week in the ACC, but we have to take care of business at Greensboro on Sunday. So the job is to get ready to play and to get better. And, you know, we've been in tougher situations than this before and come back. So looking forward to getting together with the team tomorrow and getting started from there.
Question?
Gary, you did come out in the second half and look to go inside right away. Did you reinforce that at halftime?
Oh, it's yeah, I did, but it's easy. You know, what you have to do is change that in the first half, and we weren't able to change it. So that was disappointing to me, just from a coaching standpoint, that we couldn't change it in the first half. And they give you decent looks on the perimeter. In other words, you don't have to make too many passes before you're kind of open, you know, for a decent three. And if you fall for that, the problem with that, you don't get to the free throw line, obviously. And the problem is if you're not shooting well, they just keep backing off a little more as you go along. And that's what they did, and they did a great job with it. You know, that's a very tough team in terms of they don't miss much that goes on in the game, and they did a great job with that.
Coach, at about the 10-minute mark of the second half, Gravis pulled up for a three in transition that would have cut the lead to four. Is that a situation where you're happy with your senior leader pulling up for a shot like that, or would you have rather him maybe set up and try to run the offense?
Gravis won a lot of games for us pulling up for threes. He didn't make that one. Sure, he missed it, so I wish he would have driven the ball. But if he would have driven the ball and gotten the shot block, I wish he would have taken the three. So, I mean, that's the way it works. So I want Gravis to keep playing like he's playing. He's working hard. He's trying to help us win. And, you know, that's, you know, as long as he does that, then, you know, I've had a lot of great players here that take shots once in a while that you might not like as a coach, but that's part of what makes them great. You know, they have that aggressiveness. They have that no fear of being out there playing, which you try to put into a lot of players, but not everybody has that.
Gary, on the other end of the floor, between their threes and some of the drives to the basket they had, especially there in the second half, how disconcerting was it to see the defense regress even from where it was the other night at times?
Well, I knew that they're a problem for us because they present some defensive positions where you're not used to covering. But, you know, everybody that plays against them has to deal with that. And I thought we dealt with it in practice in terms of knowing what they were going to do. I mean, they didn't do a lot of things that we didn't expect. I mean, that offense has been around for a while now, and you know how it works watching different teams play. But we didn't react well. They did a great job of executing their offense. And that's the old Vince Lombardi theory of here comes the sweep around the right end. We'll tell you where we're coming, but we're going to block so well that it still works. And, you know, they did a great job of running what we thought they'd run, but executing it very well.
Coach, Jordan Williams seemed to really come on late in the game when the team needed him. Were you happy with his play and his advancement?
I was happy late in the game. He's got to learn how to, you know, if he wants to be a starter, you got to start games. You know, games are won at different points, and the last 10 minutes of the game didn't lose the game for us. We lost the game the last 10 minutes of the first half, probably, in tonight's game, you could say. And so you have to play for 40 minutes. You have to find a way to get a team to play for 40 minutes, and you're going to make mistakes. All the shots don't go in all the time, but as long as you're playing for 40 minutes, you have a chance to win that game. We didn't play for 40 minutes tonight.
Coach, after a tough loss like this, what did you tell your team, and how do you take this and turn everything around and focus on conference play as Florida State is about to be the next game?
That's a hard question. You tell your team that this is the 12th game of the year. You know, if it's a good year, you play 34, 35 games. So everything's ahead of us, and we're going to work hard to be a better team the next time we play. As far as worrying about anybody, the only team you worry about is your next game, UNC Greensboro. That's who we play next. So the other stuff will be there. We got plenty of time to prepare for it, and that's where we are.
There was a lot made coming in about what William & Mary brought to the table. Did you feel like it took your team a while to realize that once they actually got out on the court?
No, we knew exactly what they were going to bring. We watched I watched all the games they played so far this year. The players watched a lot of tape. You can watch a lot of tape this time of year without classes. So we knew exactly what they were going to do. We couldn't stop them, to their credit, and they stopped us.
John.
Does tonight's game serve as any kind of wake-up call? Did you think your team was at a certain stage, and now you're not sure if it is? I mean, can we go that far?
Oh, that's the toughest thing after a loss is to you should have self-doubts after a loss. Players, coaches, I think that's the way a team gets better, you know, after a loss like this tonight. And it's what you do from here that's really important. We can't do anything about this game, but we can do something about the next time we play, and that has to be where our heads are. And our job as coaches is to get the players into believing that, you know, we have things to do, but if we do them, we're still going to be a very good team. And, you know, that's how we're going to proceed tomorrow when we start again.
You guys yesterday seemed to be well-versed, as you mentioned, in what William & Mary did. What's perplexing for you then, I think you commented to Johnny Holiday after the game that you felt like William & Mary played with more enthusiasm than your guys did. Was that odd for you, given how prepared you guys seemed to be yesterday for what they were going to bring?
No, I think that 4-for-25 for Maryland from the three-point line is not the way to play. And so we made a mistake there with our offense, but, you know, I'm responsible for that. I don't criticize players, even though you try to get me to do that. So we just are going to be a tough team as time goes on here. We've got to work on some things.
One or two more? Unless we're finished.
Thank you.
Thank you both.